Let me say that we're all troubled by the violence that has occurred in our city over the past few days. And no matter what the reason may be, this senseless violence must end. Roanoke is a safe city, and I want to make sure that it's clear. Our data reflects that overall crime is down in our city. We have a nationally accredited police department that is led by a law enforcement executive, our chief, who has shown his concern for the safety of all of our citizens throughout the city. And I'm pleased to see that our chief of police is here today. And our police department is engaged with the community, as we see a lot of community meetings being held. I've been involved in some of those, and I've seen my colleagues on council have been involved in that. Matter of fact, there's another community meeting I understand will be held tonight in our city. And that's a good thing. We want our citizens talking. We want that kind of concern. But today, I stand here before you, first condemning the violent acts that have caused the loss of life and serious injuries in our city. And also, an even stronger concern for me is the lack of assistance that has been given to our local law enforcement officials and our police, and even our Commonwealth Attorney's Office that's needed to solve some of these crimes in our community. Neither the police department, and I don't care how well trained they are, how many resources they have, nor the Commonwealth Attorney's Office can do it alone. They can't solve the problem. And let just me say, my whole career, since I came out of college, I've been involved in the public safety system, criminal justice. I worked 35 years as an adult probation and parole officer. That's why these acts of violence and what I see taking place in certain areas of our city concern me very much, because I've devoted practically all of my working adult life in trying to create and help people become law-abiding, responsible, and contributing members to our society. But I've known when I've worked there, worked as a probation officer, it takes a community to get involved. It takes people willing to work. You know, something has to be done. I'm very appreciative that the governor chose me to serve on the parole board. And I see on a daily basis men and women who've been locked up for extended period of time. And as I look back at their records and their careers, the reason when I notice why they're locked up for crimes such as murder, drugs, and all of those kind of things, it began from a standpoint of their community, drugs, their lack of guidance, it troubles me, because these are men and women whose lives have been just destroyed. And I see that, and I see the things that are happening in our community now, and it troubles me. So at this point, let me say that my focus, and I would hope that our focus would be as a city council, and it is to make sure that all of our citizens are safe, regardless of where you live. Public safety is a core government responsibility. And I can say that this city council is supportive of that, because public safety outside of education is our main priority. But we can budget and put all of our funds forward for public safety. We can enhance the police department. Matter of fact, this week, We approved for our police department to have an embedded criminologist to come on board to help us to figure out issues, to help us to provide insight as we go forth in police and community relations. But with that being said, I want to talk to you today about something that I feel that is very important, and I think we need to grasp. And I want to say this to the community. I want to speak a little on personal responsibility. And I had this card up, and I know we've talked about this, but I think that's important. We cannot get away from personal responsibility. And I define personal responsibility as people standing up and taking responsibility for themselves, their families, friends, and their community. Responsibility. Because these senseless acts happen, they affect families, they affect friends. So we need to take that personal responsibility. Nobody can do that for you. Nobody can do that for you. And this is something that everyone can participate in simply by being aware of what's going on in the community, taking advantage of the hotline, and it's called the crime line, but taking advantage of that. That's the line where you can call and report to the police things that you observe in the community, actions that you see that trouble you, and it will be kept confidential. Your name is not sent or passed on. You're given an ID number. That crime line has been there for a while. That's something that we need to continue to utilize. And we need to continue to talk about that. Again, groups are meeting across the city, and we're doing that. We're going out and praying. My colleagues and I have been involved on prayer groups. We're praying, walking and praying in these communities that are being hit with this trouble. But until everyone take personal responsibility and get involved, will continue to be stifled by a few. Now, I want to speak today to those citizens who've called me, those elderly citizens who are afraid to sit on their porch, who are afraid to go out at night, who are afraid if they talk to anybody, their name will be circulated to the bad guys. They're frightened. And I know oftentimes we as a council, I appreciate this council because it's a community-oriented council that has been out in the community, that goes to meetings. But these citizens are frightened. They recognize and they see the headlines, accredited police department. They see the headlines that data says crime is on, violent crime is really low in our area. But they're still frightened. They're concerned. But what I want to assure them that this council will be working and has worked with our city administration and our police department to ensure that public safety is first, to ensure that they're going to be safe right where they live, regardless of where they live, whether it's northwest, northeast, southeast, southwest, you're safe. And that has to be. And this senseless shooting, these senseless killings by some of these thugs, some of these drug pushers, has to cease. And it's very frustrating for me because I grew up in an area where, as I stand today, where I didn't have the resources, wasn't able to do a lot of the things that I'm able, and my children and my grandchildren are able to do today. And in this month, particularly this month, which is we celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, and to see the things that are going on in areas and the thugs that have captivated a segment of our city, that has to end. That has to end. And I'm going to do everything within my power to expose them, to expose that group who continues to handicap and frighten this city. And I want to let the citizens know that this council is concerned. This council is committed to making the change. But we have to have personal responsibility. You got to take personal responsibility. There's nothing we can do. There are no fixes. Chief Perkins doesn't have an automatic run. Chief Perkins can't do it himself. Don Caldwell and Commonwealth Attorney's Office can't do it. But I'm frustrated by when we have police officers that show up on the scene and people turn their back. People want to move in a different direction, do not want to assist. People come to court, and even victims can't testify, won't testify. How can we change? All we're doing is empowering those thugs and criminals in our neighborhood who do not mean to do well. That's all we're doing. So until we have that personal responsibility, things are going to continue to happen that way. But we're going to continue. That's why I want to stand here today and let our citizens know that we're going to make sure that you're safe. We're going to continue as a council to look at all of those things we've got going, the crime line, and whatever avenues we can take to make sure that our citizens are safe. Because it's going to take everybody. It's going to take everybody to get involved. And so we're going to be doing that. And I want to say as I conclude that I recognize also that there are issues that relate to community and police relations. We see in the national news and things that are happening in Missouri and New York and other cities. And I have heard some people say some things about this in our community. I'm sure that comes up in the community groups. And we've got some community activists that are very active, and they have a place. They have a place in this battle. They have a place in there. But I've been assured by our police chief that again, those issues will be addressed. But the good thing about our city, and I've talked to my colleagues from around the state, is that we have a police department that's engaged. And we're not engaged after the incident. We're engaged before. And we're going to address those issues. People aren't perfect. People make mistakes. And I'm not naive to think that everything is kosher. It's not. But I think with the people that we have in leadership position, we can work through those. Work through those. So be assured. Be assured that that's something that we are constantly focused on. So in conclusion, there are groups today in our community such as the Roanoke Chapter, the NAACP, the SCLC, our faith-based community that are meeting tonight, and churches that are actively working to help us resolve these problems. And that's a good thing. And I and my council colleagues encourage you to continue to meet, continue to talk, continue to ask our police chief and others to come out to your community and neighborhood meeting. But let me just say that is not enough in itself. It's going to take all of us working together to address this extremely important quality of life issue. You know, people in this city are blue-collar people. They buy a home. They buy a place. They want that. They're there for their life. They want to feel comfortable. It's a quality of life issue, and we can't let these thugs continue to push us. So if you're dealing with drugs, you're selling drugs, you're running a nip joint, I'm going to do everything I can do from a council to find out who you are, to find out where it is, to put you out of business, because we got a great city. We got a great city, and we got people that are committed to enhancing the quality of life in our city. And so let me just say, yes, it's going to take courage. It's going to take courage. You know, it takes courage for us to do the things, but it's going to take courage for you to come forth and take that responsibility. But you have to do it. It's going to take commitment. You got to be committed to saying that I'm going to make my community, I'm going to make my family, I'm going to make it better. It's going to take commitment. And it's going to take perseverance. Things just don't happen overnight. It's going to take perseverance. But I am pleased with what I've seen and the commitment of the people that we have that are working in this community that it's going to do it. But we can do this. We can do this. So I want to assure all of our citizens that we got a safe city, that this council is committed to doing everything within its power to make sure that you are safe, and we want you to continue to call in, to continue to call us, to call me. And those of you that have done that know that, call me, and we're going to work while we still can work to make sure that you're comfortable and make sure that you feel safe in your community, because there are a lot of things out in this is a great city. So I want to thank you for coming out, and I think if we continue to work together and we continue to take personal responsibility, there's no back. Personal responsibility, our community will be better. Thank you so much.